Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grocery: The Buying and Selling of Food in America by Michael Ruhlman is narrative nonfiction that treats the modern supermarket as a defining institution in American life. Rather than romanticizing small neighborhood markets, Ruhlman asks how grocery stores became the primary interface between citizens and the food system, and what that shift has done to the way Americans cook, eat, and think about value. The book blends reported visits, industry observation, and personal history, using the Midwestern family-owned chain Heinen's as a recurring lens to make a huge system legible. Moving aisle by aisle and topic by topic, Ruhlman connects everyday shopping choices to larger forces: consolidation and competition in retail, the expansion of product variety, the economics of thin margins, and the growing demand for convenience. The result is a cultural and economic portrait of grocery retail that encourages readers to look past packaging and marketing and see the incentives and trade-offs that shape what ends up in their carts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the grocery store as an invisible civic institution. A central idea in grocery is that the supermarket is both ordinary and massively powerful. It is where many Americans encounter food most consistently, yet is rarely examined with the seriousness given to restaurants, farms, or culinary trends. Ruhlman frames the grocery store as a kind of public square for daily life, shaping routine decisions about health, budget, and time. Because shoppers rely on stores to curate abundance, the retailer becomes a translator between industrial production and household eating. That curatorial role includes deciding what counts as quality, which ingredients are available at all, and how much labor a shopper must do at home to turn products into meals. The book also highlights how grocery stores reflect cultural change, including shifting ideals about freshness, nutrition, and authenticity. By treating the supermarket as an institution instead of a backdrop, Ruhlman pushes readers to see that food culture does not live only in chefs and cookbooks. It is also constructed by aisles, end caps, promotions, and the practical constraints of retail. Secondly, how supermarkets evolved and why consolidation matters. Ruhlman situates today's grocery landscape in a longer history of changing formats and expectations. As grocery moved from smaller specialty or neighborhood models toward large-scale supermarkets, the promise became one-stop convenience, consistent supply, and lower prices through volume. That transformation also changed power dynamics. Large retailers gained influence over what manufacturers produce and how food is packaged, standardized, and priced. The book pays attention to how modern grocery competition is not only store versus store, but format versus format. With mainstream supermarkets facing pressure from niche and value-oriented players, specialty chains and curated experiences can pull customers away on perceived quality or uniqueness, while other retailers compete aggressively on price and scale. In this environment, even a well-run regional chain must constantly justify its identity and value. Ruhlman uses the grocery store to show how economic consolidation and category competition shape consumer choice, sometimes expanding variety while also narrowing the space for smaller suppliers and simpler food traditions. Thirdly, the economics of food retail and the reality of thin margins. One of the book's most practical contributions is its insistence that grocery retail is not simply about selling food, but about managing a complex low-margin business. A store has to balance labor, spoilage, inventory, pricing strategy, and customer expectations while still turning a profit. Ruhlman emphasizes that the glamour of abundant displays masks constant operational trade-offs. Fresh departments can signal quality but create waste risk, while packaged goods offer stability but can push diets toward highly processed convenience. He also explores why prepared foods matter even when they are difficult to execute profitably. As more households cook less, retailers respond by selling more ready-to-eat or ready-to-heat options, effectively shifting labor from home kitchens to store kitchens. That shift raises questions about what grocery stores should be responsible for, and whether a retailer can promote better eating while still meeting demand for speed and low price. The book invites readers to understand pricing and product decisions as the outcome of constraints, not merely corporate preference. Fourthly, quality, freshness, and the tension around processed food. Grocery examines the cultural battle lines that appear in nearly every aisle: fresh versus shelf-stable, cooking from scratch versus convenience, and whole foods versus heavily processed products. Ruhlman is attentive to the way processed foods dominate modern assortments and how that dominance affects health and cooking habits. Yet he also acknowledges the appeal and practicality of convenience for busy shoppers. The book does not treat the issue as purely moral. It shows how demand, marketing, and retail incentives reinforce each other. If customers buy speed and portability, manufacturers and stores supply more of it, which in turn normalizes those products as default food. At the same time, Many shoppers want signals of transparency and higher standards, pushing stores to highlight fresh produce, meat and seafood counters, and premium private label lines. The book uses these tensions to ask a bigger question: can supermarkets become a force for better eating when they are also the primary channel through which highly engineered foods are sold? Lastly, Heinen's as a case study for values-driven grocery, Ruhlmann grounds his broader reflections in the story of Heinen's, a family-owned Midwestern chain associated with Cleveland. The point is not that one regional retailer represents all of American grocery, but that a specific organization makes the system concrete. Readers can see how decisions get made, how departments interact, and how a store tries to maintain standards while competing in a crowded market. Through this lens, the book explores how a grocer builds trust with customers, invests in service and fresh offerings, and differentiates itself without abandoning the realities of price pressure and convenience demand. The Heinen's example also allows Ruhlmann to connect personal memory to industry change, showing how grocery shopping has shifted across generations from routine provisioning toward a mix of recreation, identity signaling, and time saving. By tracking a chain that aims to be both profitable and conscientious, the book highlights what is possible inside retail constraints and why grocery may be a practical lever for change in the food system. In conclusion, grocery is best suited to readers who want to understand how food reaches them in everyday life, especially home cooks, curious consumers, and food professionals who have focused more on restaurants than retail. It offers intellectual benefits by reframing the supermarket as a central actor in American culture, not merely a distribution point. It also offers practical benefits by helping readers interpret what they see in stores, why prepared foods expand, why certain products dominate shelves, and why quality and price are perpetually in tension. Compared with books that focus primarily on farming, nutrition, or restaurant kitchens, Ruhlmann's strength is his attention to the place where most purchasing decisions are actually made. The tone is reflective and accessible, mixing reported observation with memoir and cultural commentary, which makes complex incentives easier to grasp without requiring specialized business knowledge. While it is not a technical supply chain manual, it stands out for making grocery retail feel visible and consequential. In doing so, it encourages a more deliberate kind of shopping, one that recognizes how individual choices interact with retail strategy and, ultimately, with what the food system becomes. If you would like to support Michael Ruhlmann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.